You're listening to Carrot Voice Radio. We're coming here live, and this is Spirituality in the Mix. This is Aubrey, and the topic for today will be, are you still standing? Keep us on the line. So much has been going on. Are you still standing? Yamila Kobe coming your way live inside this mix. I think she has a point.
The earth shaking, begging you for mercy.
Yeah, this is what we do when we do what we do. In the midst of these chaotic times, and of course, I don't have to preach to you or teach you what is going on. You already see the signs of what is going on, and this song is so deliberate. And the young lady who sang this song wrote this song. And I was mentoring her for many years. She's from Haiti. And I felt now as I watched the world go into more turmoil. As COVID leaves the scene, or there's an anticipation of COVID leaving the scene, we are not loving on each other. Have we learned anything? The goal of existence is to be still standing when the world evolves again. We have deliberately created hate, and like, these are battles of our mind now. This is what I'm saying. This is why I chose one of these songs. Independent artists, you mentor, you strengthen, and you ask yourself the question. When everything is said and done, are they still standing? When everything is said and done in this lifetime, as you exist in the now, with so many friends dying, relatives dying, what do you do? How do you think about what is going on? My question has been for a long time. You all who are alive now, every human being is a champion in their own field of endeavor. And I'm asking the question, are you still standing with your championship ring? When hate arrives, how do you manage that? When greed arises, how do you manage that? Envy arises, how do you handle that? Anxiety, how do you handle that? Professional stupidity. I've been talking about these five fundamentals that are inherently products of the mind. And when I listen to this song, man, I am just blown away. Because when you have a person who's young, who's been around you for a long time from high school, and you're mentoring them quietly, and you see them, the growth. When the phone rings and there's an emergency and there's hurt and pain on the other line, and you have to take the time to listen. That is when you're thriving to make sure the person is still standing at the end of the experience. And I asked myself the same question as I was growing up, because when I reflect retrospectively, and this is what I like to be able to do at the end of every journey throughout the construct of my life called aging. When I reflect at the retrospectively, I ask myself, well, have I earned the right to be called champion, number one? And number two, am I still standing? So today I want to encourage people in a practical sense, in terms of what I've experienced personally and how I solve those five fundamental pieces I mentioned just now: hate, greed, envy, anxiety, professional stupidity, how I manage the inequity of those bad behaviors in my space, and bring a positive element to the conversation. That is what this spirituality in the mix is all about. You see, because when you are thinking, talking, and walking, and speaking, your mind is constantly moving. And it's moving because of your spirit. As a matter of fact, word on the street has it that when your spirit leaves, you die. That's the word on the street. I think it's more like transitioning into a realm that you are not familiar with in terms of your five fundamentals that God gave you. The spirit of touch, taste, smell, those things. You know those five. But the controlling factor of those five senses that God gave you is the spirit self. That's the aggregator of that. As people would say, it's not rocket science, but from what I understand from some of the people who worked at NASA that are a couple of friends of mine, it's not that complicated. So I encourage you now to take a second look at yourself in the midst of this chaotic moment, in the midst of COVID. What did we all share in common before we started taking a second look at the pigmentation and the culture of each individual that we come in contact with? Somebody has to say something, and because I started the edutainment station, this is what I'm doing. A calling that was on my mind and in my spirit self. I am pleased with me and displeased with many people that I've met, but I'm also pleased with many of the people that I've met. So there's a positive and a negative there. And I always look to drop heavy weight off myself as I encourage myself and as I encourage others to remain fervent and standing at the end of every episode in their life, me personally. I love reflecting on me because earlier on when I came to America, a couple of people told me, why are you out here volunteering and trying to help people? Why don't you go back to your country and do that? And I said, well, you know, I did a lot of that in my country before I got here. So this is like a continuation of the journey called life. And I always wanted to make sure that when things were up, I was up. And when things were down, I was still up. Because that was part of my resiliency development. I get emotional recently. My breathing gets labored sometimes when I get emotional. And I know you can hear it in the mic. But I remember that my mission and purpose is to go beyond the norm. Because what I saw as a normal behavior according to communities normal, it's quite abnormal. When a child is born, I don't see hate. I don't see greed. I don't see envy. I don't see anxiety. You're too young to have professional stupidity at that point because they're just coming out of the box. And the experience of the life that they have had in those moments of birth. And I always made sure that I was available in the room for the birth of my children. Yes, I know a lot of you don't know I have kids, but I do. And I'm excited about the journey of positive and negatives within those spectrums of those kids. Because when a child is born, that child has to crawl to then begin to stand. It's the process of time. And as you are crawling through life and you begin to stand and you have built relationships and friendships, you encounter bad behavior, good behavior. And these are the environmental considerations that create the problem. What you believe, how you believe, what you believe based on your experience is what creates the spirituality of you. In my case, I was born on the island of Barbados. Many of you know that. And I love my country. I love my country enough to keep coming when I'm treated poorly. When I'm invited to meetings, some people like me, some people don't like me. I don't see it as personal. Some people use me. I don't see the intent in the first place, but the experience coming out on the other side helps me to realize, did you realize what just happened with that experience, with that person? Because it's a building process. You're hoping for them to see you and for you to see them. And if you see them consistently and persistently and they don't see you, there's going to be disenchantment in the conversation, in the relationship. And I've always said it. I said it in my book, Quote Notes. People change without notice. What is your counter when those people change? How do you counter? Do you hate? I devised the plan that if I'm going to be mad at someone, I'm going to do it for 20, 21 minutes because it made sense to me. And all the experiences that I've had that I mentioned in the five fundamentals that are negative progressions, I assign a timeline to that. And people tell me, Aubrey, not everybody is like you. You're not normal. Like, yes, I am normal. I just made a strategic decision to put a timeline so that the mentality and the emotional moment can be managed correctly. Because at the end of the day, I am not spending any time hating anybody. Being envious. I'm not greedy. I had a young lady tell me I'm greedy. And I said, well, why do you say that? And when she told me why, I said, that doesn't make sense to me. If you hire me to do something, and I know what my original value is in terms of monetization, and I charge you and I successfully assist you with the delivery of the product and service that you needed, want, and desire, don't try to barter with the price that was set before. If there's a problem, let me know before. I even devised a plan, a strategic plan, how to handle those things. Because we are people on the move, trying to bring change to the world, trying to earn a living in chaotic times, outside and inside of chaotic times. And when I look at life, I have to look at it outside the box, the vision that was supplied for me as I navigate the world. And I think it comes from the fact that the five things that I talked about that we are born with, I lacked one at birth, speaking. So my voice became an introspective conversation. I had my eyes so I could visually see. But what I learned is that when you have the five senses and you lose one, others become stronger. They're more connected. So back in the day, I would have been considered, number one, mute. They used to call me dummy. And I didn't even know why that existed. I spoke to my brother about it a few weeks ago as we were talking because, you know, we were kind of going over our life and so on because my mother passed. And we were just looking at why are we here? And how does that feel? How does it feel? And I said, you know, the inner spirit that I grew up building is why I am who I am today. Because the torment and the pain and the hurt and the fear factor that lived in my presence from a child coming up, I had to deal with. Wasn't angry. Was very excited, as a matter of fact. Because I learned new things and I practiced new things. When I was in high school growing up, I started doing things that the other students were not doing, and I kept it to myself. Because I know I needed to eat. And I lived with a relative, started out living at home, having different experiences about home life, recognizing that my birth was kind of a moment of a replacement for the child that came before me who passed. And all of these kind of things became part of the conversation. And as I mentioned in my book, when I was speaking and talking to myself, the 40 things that I told myself, that I quoted to myself, that I use interchangeably every day of the week, month, and the year, because I wanted to have 30, 31 things in the book that I could use as a guiding post for me every day. So if someone told me something and I didn't agree, I go back to my book and it has worked harmoniously for me. And then I said, well, I'm going to dedicate this book to Jesus. And I did. And to some of the guys in the court system that I worked with who were really trying to assist at some point, and then sometimes they weren't trying to assist, and I think they respected my tenacity in either case. So I mentioned them in the book too. When you have people mentoring you, they too can change. But you cannot bring a personal perspective into it in terms of any of the things that I mentioned earlier. You can't hit on these people. You can't be greedy. You have to learn how to take a look at yourself for who you are. Whether you came on this planet as a planned event or an unplanned event, you are not responsible for where you came from. That's one of my quotes in there. You are responsible for where you're going. And if you haven't purchased the book, to be honest, give it a try. For example, if you live in the island of Barbados, it should be in the public library system. It should be. Had a publicist that arranged that. It's online now at globalvillagebookpublisher.com. And this is an experiential testimony of me telling you what I do is what it looks like for me still standing. I am still standing inside and outside of chaos I have developed sustainably. That kind of mindset is important. So number one, take a look at yourself. Are you considering yourself to be the best resource on the planet? Or have you talked so badly, negatively about yourself that you, when someone asks you who you are, you start telling them about the job that you do? Well, who are you? Well, I'm a pianist. I'm a carpenter. That's the work you do. But who are you? Do you have the capacity to answer that question fervently? That's number one. If someone gives you a pillar of information that you would consider true, will you conduct an investigation to see if what they told you is true for you or is their experience along the way? I had the courage to write a book because when I read other books, And I spent a lot of time going to these motivational seminars and these workshops and buying up stuff from people, packages and everything. And when I made the call to talk to them, I could never reach them. For some reason or the other, they got what they want because all they were doing is creating content for you to buy. But if they don't understand your culture of inheritance, then they can't truly help you. And I have a testimony on that one too. But that's for another time. I've had the honor through this gateway for broadcasting, podcasting, to interview many wonderful people. Coco T was one of those people. And back when I interviewed him, I gave thanks to VP Records in New York City for providing the content I needed and permissions to do it. Because you want to respect others and you respect yourself. Be up. Are you up? Are you still standing? Stick around, Coco T.
And German, come fetch and come Babylon. United we stand. Aye, aye.
Garde yo a te fi kipe, ou la met se fi sike. Yo business nou fi like, vulnerability nou make them come tife. Chant a prayer for the backbite, more fire you know a grind. Emmanuel start the ignite. Everything jump and a fish start take flight. All of a sudden them become the bounce. How are them work and pay the counts? Build up every penny then take the loss. Over poor people's side, them no pass. Your future no bright, them wanting your sauce. You live with the king, them a chase the cross. No mind how them speed, still no fast. The enter Zion, you need no gowns.
Tell them we up, never down. Good vibes staying around. Tell them we up, never down. I and I trodden the Selassie I saw. Tell them we up, never down. Good vibes staying around. Tell them we up, never down. I and I never ever wear a frown.
Wicked people in the street with them killing every day. Innocent blood I sight them spilling. Man, if you are willing to help Coco T and Jaman, start this and Gideon. From the VI to the bank of the River Nile, every day Babylon a get the pick they them spoil. Right now I and I ready to start up the Gideon and march out to Babylon. Ready when you're ready now. Go tell them we up, never down. Staying around, tell them we up, never down. I and I never ever wear a frown. Tell them we up, never down. Good vibes staying around. Tell them we up, never down. I and I trodden the Selassie I sound.
Look on the thing is now your turn. Be the run up every free time we are at. Nowadays get gone up. Sunday to Sunday, sundown to sun up. You know, ramp with your thing now for nothing. Yo, artificial in them come around. Subordinate to no counterpart. None of real life vessel is a handicraft. Never sees one side now stay in part.
Tell them we up, never down. Good vibes staying around. Tell them we up, never down. I and I trodden with his majesty sound. Tell them we up, never down. Every day, never ever wear a frown. Oh, no. I and I up, never ever 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 down. Tell them we up.
Radio.
Believe it.
Yeah. As I get ready to leave out of here, I want to remember Caribbean Heritage Month, and we are living melanin and beyond in the Caribbean diaspora global. And I look forward to being with you again next week. This is Edwin Yearwood coming to you live. Listen. For those who don't know, he performed this for the incoming Vice President of the United States. That was another history-making moment. Barbados. Thank you. Yeah? Okay, let's go.